Well, now it is once again indeed a pleasure to be invited back into your operational level, and to have this opportunity to interact and to share with the each of you. Now, before we begin, we would like to express our gratitude for your offering us this opportunity and express our greetings to each of you. And as well, we would like to remind you that there exists for each of you the possibility to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion as you like to refer to as your higher self or that spark of consciousness that you are. And many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness, in that silent communication, is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you, each of you, to take this opportunity to alter your consciousness and enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state, and in that altered state of consciousness, participate in this transfer, if you wish, of information. Many times, it may appear that you're not receiving information, or it may appear that you are simply not experiencing any type of interaction, but nonetheless, we assure you that in that altered state of consciousness, you absolutely enter into a state where you interact with and are much more aware of your consciousness and of this reality that you exist in. And so once again, we encourage each of you to take that opportunity to utilize this energy that you have created in this space to participate in that silent communication, to alter your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state. And you may find that if you utilize our voice as a mechanism to assist you in that alteration, that it could be quite helpful for you. And so while we would encourage you to participate in that manner, nonetheless, that choice to do so is yours, absolutely. Now, our message to you is really quite simple. It is so simple it is almost disarming. You create your reality. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. That's the basis of our message. All of the rest of this reality that you experience is indeed possible for you to alter, to change, to be whatever it is that you desire. You see, your reality is a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems. And in this vibrational level that you choose to exist in, you put in place, once again, an electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand and to grasp the reality creation process that you utilize. You put in place the limitations that give you that experience while believing that you're not in control. And so it becomes very difficult for you to understand while you're in your awakened consciousness state in particular, and indeed in any other level of consciousness that you continue to participate in this vibrational level, it becomes very difficult for you to understand and to grasp the reality creation concept and process that you use to create this reality. But it's really quite simple. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. Where the difficulty comes is understanding and having the capacity to tap into those belief systems so that you can alter them if you desire, or enhance them if you desire. It's also important to understand that this reality is a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems, but it's also a reality that from the level of consciousness from which you created, there is no judgment as to whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. That judgment comes that you apply to a particular circumstance in your awakened consciousness state. At the level from which you create your reality, at that spark of consciousness that you are, if you wish, there is no such judgment. The spark of consciousness that you are, that portion of your existence, if you wish, that's responsible for the creation of this reality that you experience in your day-to-day activities, does so without judging whether it's right or wrong. Your higher self, if you wish, or once again, that spark of consciousness, does not look upon your reality and suggest, well, perhaps today we'll have them experience this reality, even though they really don't want it. Or on the other hand, we'll have them experience a much better reality today. Absolutely not. That spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire and validates the beliefs that you hold without judging whether it's right or wrong. Now, once again, the difficulty comes in understanding what the beliefs are. You see, we've suggested that there are various levels of beliefs and belief systems simply because it gives you the possibility to grasp an understanding of the participation that each of you are involved in creating this reality. You have what we like to refer to as a human consciousness belief system. When you enter into this particular vibrational level, you enter into by choice. But in order to enter into it, in order to continue to become involved in the participation of the creation of this vibrational level, you have agreed to put in place what we like to refer to as those human consciousness belief systems. And we like to use an example that it's like what you might refer to as your laws of physics. There are certain elements that you believe to be absolutes that are very difficult for you to change. Very difficult, but not impossible. Very difficult, however, because once again, it's a human consciousness belief system that you all agree to participate in. There's a human consensus, if you will, that those particular vibrational level realities that exist are based upon these human consciousness belief systems that are very difficult for you to change. For example, you all believe that you need to consume in order for you to continue to have your physical being exist on this earth. Even if it's simply consuming oxygen in order for your body to participate in the functions that you are involved in, you understand absolutely that those are necessities, that those are perhaps, once again, your applied laws of physics. Very difficult for you to step outside of that particular type of a human consciousness belief system. Now, we've used rather simple examples of your human consciousness belief systems, but there are much more complicated beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And one of them is the amount of energy that you utilize to create this reality and the amount or ability of you to consciously influence the creation of this reality. We have suggested that you've gone through a transformation in the reality creation process, in the amount of energy that you utilize to create and at what level of your consciousness it's possible for you to influence and to create your reality. And in what we like to refer to as this new age and new energy that you're involved in, it's not only possible, but each of you are involved in influencing this reality from your conscious state of mind. It's a human consciousness belief system that's very difficult for you to step outside of. So in the new age and energy, where each of you, at some level of your consciousness, agreed to participate, you have altered the ability to influence this reality, this vibrational level that you exist in from your awakened consciousness state. Very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Not impossible, but more difficult than it is now in what you like to refer to as your present. in this new age and new energy. And we continue to utilize your sort of past and present, because it's very difficult for you as well to understand that time is an illusion. One of the human consciousness belief systems that you put in place that's difficult for you to step outside of, that time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And so you exist in this vibrational level, and you agree to participate in those human consciousness belief systems that are very difficult for you to step outside of. But they combine with what we like to refer to as the societal belief systems and the individual belief systems. Now, those particular belief systems are much easier for you to change. But it's important as well to understand that the reality is not simply based on a particular individual belief system, but rather this combination of human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems that all form together to make and comprise, if you wish, the beliefs that you hold. And so while it's quite simple to suggest that the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold, it's much more complicated to understand the interactions of those beliefs and belief systems and how they influence your reality. Much more difficult, but not impossible. It's possible for you to utilize an example to come to the understanding that you create this reality, and there are certain elements of this reality that you feel it's possible for you to control and to influence. Some of them even that defy what you might refer to as the accepted realities that individuals experience in their conscious state. For example, it's difficult for you to grasp the concept that if you have a health issue that you wish to resolve, it's within your capacity to do so. That's a very difficult concept to grasp. And yet, ironically, it's absolutely within your capacity to control your ability to heal yourself of a certain health issue. Not only is it within your capacity, you do it all the time. That's the irony. You do it all the time. You see, you may hold another belief system, a societal belief system, and in some states even perhaps a human consciousness belief system, that you need assistance in that healing process. But nonetheless, it's still your belief and belief system that's responsible for the healing of your particular health issue. You can involve other entities. That's your choice. Not only that, your choice. Many times, once again, it's a compromise and a composition of these various beliefs and belief systems that are all utilized in creating your reality. And so it's difficult for you to step outside of, once again, that human consciousness, societal and individual belief systems, and to have the capacity to heal yourself regardless of whether or not you're assisted, regardless of the circumstances. It's possible, difficult, but possible. You see, the irony of your creation process and the difficulty of understanding your creation process is that you are utilizing those particular elements of creation, whether you believe it or not. It's not necessary for you to believe it. If you believe you're not in control of your reality, it's not right or wrong. That's your choice. That's your choice to believe you're not in control. And that spark of consciousness that you are, that creates the reality that you experience, gives you all types of examples to validate that you're not in control, and rejoices in that creation process. Does not judge whether it's right or wrong, simply gives to you and validates your beliefs and belief systems, gives to you that which you desire. It does so constantly. It becomes very difficult as well to grasp this concept that there are no coincidences in your reality, in your day-to-day activities. You create your reality as individuals and as a human consciousness. You create your reality. The explanation defies being given through the utilization of a vocabulary to suggest that you are all one and yet you are individuals. Becomes very difficult to give some type of an expression or an explanation, and yet it is exactly how it is. You are one. Each of you have all of the capacity and power to create and to influence your reality. And you do so on a regular basis. You're just not aware of it. You just choose to exist in this particular vibrational level with the limitations that are put on by this veil that you choose to put in place that limits your capacity to understand not only who and what you truly are, but the methods that you utilize to create this reality. But the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And so once again, understanding what those beliefs are is the key to changing the belief and consequently altering your reality. Holding a belief becomes quite simple, actually. You can suggest to someone, well, I believe that. But the question becomes, not do you simply hold a belief, but do you actually own that belief? Because you see, when you own the belief, then there are certain expectations that you comprehend experiencing as a result of holding that belief, of owning the belief. You don't look for validation, but rather you have the expectations that certain events will occur when you hold the belief or the belief system. So it becomes important to understand what it is that you believe. It also becomes important, once again, to understand that the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether a belief is right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. And so when you hold a belief, for example, that you're not in control, there's nothing wrong with believing you're not in control. If that's what you wish to believe, go for it. You can have that. You can have all types of experiences that validate it. It's not right or wrong. It's your choice. If you believe that you have guides and angels that can influence and control and manipulate and participate in your reality creation, there's nothing wrong with that either. You can have that. Absolutely. It's your choice. It's a validation of a belief and a belief system that you hold. If you believe that there are certain elements of your physical being that must become into balance in order for you to experience certain feelings, emotional feelings or feelings of physical health, you can have that too. It's your choice. You see, that's what's important to understand, that it's your choice. And what's also important to understand, that this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. It doesn't mean it's insignificant. It means it's an illusion. It is, although it's difficult once again for you to grasp the concept, it is the most illusionary reality that you can experience through all of your levels of consciousness. So when you're in that deep dream state, or when you're in that meditative state, in that altered state of consciousness, you are actually closer to the real understanding and reality creation process than you are when you're in your awakened consciousness state. This reality is an illusion. This reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion. Very difficult for you to grasp that, absolutely, because once again you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand that in your awakened consciousness state. But nonetheless, it's an illusion. What's even more difficult for you to grasp, that in this illusion, each of you are one. And each of you exist within each and every cell of the entire universe. It's an illusion. It only exists in your awakened consciousness state in this vibrational level. Now you can choose whether or not you want to have more participation in the creation of this reality, in this illusionary reality, or you can choose to simply allow what you believe are other entities to influence and to create your reality. It's your reality. It's your creation. And the spark of consciousness that you are gives to you that which you desire, validates your beliefs and belief systems, does so without judging whether it's right or wrong. So if you wish to believe you're not in control, you can have that. If you wish to believe that you're entirely in control, you can have that too. It's not right or wrong, it's your choice. And once again, the irony of it is that you utilize each of you utilizes the necessary elements to create your reality on a continual basis. If you don't like the way it's going, change your beliefs and belief systems. If you're enjoying this reality that you are experiencing, then enhance and strengthen your beliefs and belief systems. It's your choice. The reality you experience is a reflection of the beliefs you hold. You create your reality through your beliefs, through your choices and decisions, through your desires and expectations. You see, understanding what you desire is very important in this reality creation process, because if you don't have an understanding of what it is that you desire, then indeed it becomes very difficult for you to make the choices and decisions that are necessary for you to achieve that type of reality. Not only does it become very difficult for you to make the necessary choices, but it also becomes very difficult for you to hold the belief that it's possible for you to create that reality when you don't understand or don't have a definite idea of what it is you desire. What do you desire? You see, through your desire, you make your choices and decisions. And you utilize your imagination. And through the utilization of your imagination, you create the possibility to experience a certain type of reality. And then if you hold the proper belief and belief system, then you have the expectation that you will create and experience that reality. And I, there in that understanding of the creation process, lies the difficulty in the expectation. The expectation comes when you own the belief in the belief system. It's important to grasp the understanding that you must own the belief in order for you to utilize the expectation. And it's very difficult for you to have that expectation when you don't believe that it's possible for you to create, when you believe that it's beyond your capacity, or perhaps you hold a belief that you're not worthy. Perhaps you hold a belief that it's impossible to love yourself consciously. You see, when you begin to lack who you are in your awakened consciousness state, and you begin to love yourself consciously, then you begin to believe that it's possible for you to create the reality that you desire. And then you begin to have the expectation that certain elements of that creation process will exist within your vibrational level in your awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. If you can grasp that concept that it's an illusion, then it becomes much easier for you to also grasp the concept that it's within your capacity to manipulate the illusion. Not only, once again, is it within your capacity, but you do so on a continual basis. That's the irony. We're not suggesting to you that you change the methods in which you create your reality. It's how you create your reality, not only in this vibrational level, but in all of the other vibrational levels. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. It's not that we're asking you to change how it is that you create your reality, but rather to recognize the methods, the techniques that you utilize to create this reality, so that once again you can create the reality that you desire. You are one. That becomes very difficult for you to grasp, that you are one, that each of you are connected. And yet you are individuals. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in your vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. And if you can grasp that concept as well, then you can begin to understand that this illusion is within your capacity to manipulate, to alter, to create whatever it is that you desire. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you believe? You are in your so-called time spans undergoing dramatic changes in your Earth system, affected by the human consciousness belief system that once again, in this new age and new energy, what you hold in your conscious state enhances the capacity for you to influence your reality. And it doesn't matter whether you believe that or not. It's a belief system that you put in place in your human consciousness levels of belief system. Very difficult for you to step outside. Very difficult for you to put that aside and say, well, I don't believe that. It doesn't matter. You put in place many of these beliefs and belief systems, particularly the human consciousness belief systems, in your altered states of consciousness. You choose to enter into this vibrational level. You choose to be involved in this particular incarnational period, and you choose to put in place all of the beliefs and belief systems, many that are contained within your DNA, that are responsible for the physical attributes that you experience, as well as many of the emotional and mental attributes that you experience. You choose that. You put it in place. It's not something that's inflicted upon you. It's your choice. And you have within you the capacity to alter that or to enhance it. Absolutely. And now, once again, in this new age and new energy, what you hold in your conscious mind, whether you choose to believe it or not, is influencing your energy. Because once again, at some level of your consciousness, you have agreed to participate in that alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this reality and allows you to influence it from a conscious state, which was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And so you have in your Earth systems this interaction, this connection. You see, it's not that you're separate in your thoughts from the other individuals in your vibrational level. You're separate because you choose to put in place the limitations that make your thoughts separate. But at some level of your consciousness, you are one. You are united. And so when you hold this belief, this human consciousness belief system, that what you hold in your conscious mind will influence your reality, then indeed, what you hold in your conscious mind is influencing your reality. And when that particular conscious concept transfers from individual to societal to human consciousness, it has a tremendous impact on your Earths and your Earth systems, on your entire universe. It's an illusion. It's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems. That becomes very difficult to grasp, particularly when you're involved in what you refer to as a less than desirable reality. But it doesn't change it. It's an illusion, and you influence it through your beliefs and belief systems. And when you enter into belief systems in that level of your consciousness that you refer to as an altered state of consciousness, then it many times is very difficult for you to grasp that concept in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, at some level of your consciousness, you choose to be involved in all of the activities that are influencing your earth systems at this so-called present time. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. When you alter your states of consciousness, you absolutely understand that it's possible for you to experience a passage of time that has absolutely no relation to what you refer to as your time in your so-called awakened consciousness state. It's an illusion. It doesn't exist. So in that altered state of consciousness, at those levels at which you put in place many of these beliefs and belief systems, you indeed understand that it's not based on time. The time concept, once again, is for your awakened consciousness state. And so in that altered state of consciousness, the past and present and future don't exist. You exist in the now. And so these beliefs and belief systems that you put in place are constantly altering and changing your reality consciously. The constant change is occurring and you're not even aware of it. Time is an illusion, it doesn't exist. And so in your altered state of consciousness, we many times refer to as incarnational periods, or you choose to be involved in this incarnational period or state. And we also suggest to utilize your belief in time, that there is this between incarnational state when you enter into a different level of consciousness, when you die, in other words, and when you go into that between incarnations and you choose to reincarnate, and you put in place the beliefs and belief systems many times that are contained within your DNA for the possibility for you to experience various events throughout your conscious state in that particular incarnational period. You put that in place in that altered state of consciousness in your so-called between incarnational states. What's difficult for you to grasp the understanding is that that all exists in the now. There is no past, present, or future. It's an illusion. Time is only an illusion that you experience in your awakened consciousness state and to various limited degrees in your altered states of consciousness. But the deeper you go in your altered state of consciousness, into your deep dream state and into your between incarnational states, you get a grasp of the understanding of the illusion of time. It doesn't really exist. And so in that altered state of consciousness, in that between incarnational state, you put in place these beliefs and belief systems that you bring into an incarnational state, into your awakened consciousness state, so that you can experience it. Once again, it becomes very difficult to grasp the concept that you enter into this incarnational state bringing with you these possibilities and probabilities of various events that you will experience in this incarnational period. You put it in place before you are born, in other words. You choose the makeup of your DNA. It's not a haphazard thing. It's not something that's inflicted upon you or enforced upon you. It's your choice. You enter into a specific set of circumstances by choice, in agreement with the other entities that you're interacting with. You are one. You're not separate. You are one in all your levels of consciousness. And so you enter into these agreements to participate in your awakened consciousness state, to be aware of what it is that you're experiencing. But in your other levels of consciousness, in that between incarnational state, you absolutely understand what it is that you're creating. To put in place, once again, that various beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for the creation of your DNA. Now, in your so-called past, before this new age and new energy, it was very difficult for you to alter many of those particular beliefs and belief systems that are held within your DNA. but it's not impossible. And in this new age and new energy, it's much easier for you. It's much more possible, if you wish, or plausible for you to consciously influence the DNA that exists in your physical being. You see, each of you hold this concept primarily that your consciousness exists in your mind, if you wish, that it is somehow separate from your physical being. And yet, there are billions of activities that are being carried on throughout your physical being by other levels of your consciousness. Your consciousness exists in each and every atom of your entire physical being. What becomes even more difficult for you to grasp is the concept that that consciousness exists in each and every atom of your entire universe. So you exist in each and every atom of your entire physical being. And you have the capacity to consciously influence the activities that are being carried out in each of those cells. You also have the capacity to consciously influence the energy that surrounds your DNA. And as you utilize that ability to influence the energy that surrounds your DNA, you have the capacity to alter within your DNA various aspects of your reality, and you can turn them from what you might refer to as a possible experience in your awakened consciousness state to becoming a probable experience, or conversely, to take a probable experience and convert it back to simply being a possible experience for you to have in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You influence the energy that surrounds your DNA, that's responsible for the experiences of many of the physical attributes that you have in your awakened consciousness state. It's within your capacity to consciously manipulate, if you wish, the energy that surrounds the DNA and to alter the very circumstances that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. The irony of it is that you do it on a continual basis. You're simply not aware of it. We're not suggesting that this is some far-out illusionary type of activity that you're going to be involved in, but rather having you understand that you utilize that process now. You choose not to understand. You choose to put in place this limited capacity to understand the reality creation process. You do it for a very simple reason. It's why you exist in this vibrational level. You entered into this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are in control. Consider that for a moment. You entered into this vibrational level to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that are not possible for you to experience when you understand that you are in absolute control. We would challenge each of you to take any activity that you're involved in and to break it down, to come back to why you're involved in that particular activity, whether it's involved in an activity of some type of employment, for example. Break it down. Why do you continue to be involved in those activities? And you will come back to the understanding it's because there's a certain emotion and feeling that you want to experience as a result of being involved in that activity. That's why you exist in this vibrational level. What you find very difficult to accept is that indeed all of those emotions that you desire to experience are not necessarily positive. And so you put in place in your so-called lower levels of consciousness, if you wish, your altered states of consciousness, you put in place the beliefs and the belief systems to create that reality. And the spark of consciousness that you are creates the reality, rejoices in the creation process, in the validation of your beliefs and belief systems, and does not judge whether it's right or wrong. It's in your awakened consciousness state that you decide whether it's desirable or less than desirable, whether it's right or wrong, good or bad. But at this level of consciousness from which you create this reality, there is no such judgment. You rejoice in that creation process. You create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love, and it gives to you that which you desire. And it's in your awakened consciousness state that you decide whether it's right or wrong, good or bad, desirable or less than desirable. And so when you're involved in these creation processes that you in your awakened consciousness state view as being very negative realities that you wish you didn't have to experience, at some level of your consciousness, you're rejoicing in that creation process. Absolutely. When you can grasp that understanding that it's illusion, when you can grasp the understanding that it's a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, when you can begin to understand how you consciously can affect your reality, when you begin to understand indeed that you can control and manipulate your reality, then it becomes much easier for you to create that which you desire. You are all that is. There is not one entity existing in this vibrational level or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are one. You are connected. You exist in an illusionary reality that you create, that you manipulate, and that you perpetuate. You are here by choice. You entered into this vibrational level for the opportunity to experience an intense range of emotions and feelings that is not available to anyone who doesn't understand the reality creation process. You believe you're not in control. You put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand that you're in control. And you choose to perpetuate it. Because once again, it gives you that capacity to believe that these realities that you're experiencing are real. And as a result of them being real, the emotions and feelings that you experience can be much more intense. We like to use, for an example, the analogy that you enter into a theater and you look upon a screen that's being projected of a series of lights, and you see someone's portrayal of a particular tale that they're trying to express to you. And as you sit there watching this illusion being portrayed upon the screen, you go through all types of emotional experiences. You, in a very short time, experience many times a very large range of emotional experiences. But when you leave that theater, you understand that it was an illusion. This was not really as intense as those emotional feelings that you experience in the real life, in the real world, where you believe that you're not in control. When you walk out of that theater and it's very cold, suddenly that's real. When you walk out of that theater and you suddenly are reminded that you have particular abundance problems, or that you're in some type of a relationship that doesn't seem to be working for you, then that's real. The irony of it is that it's as illusionary as the particular experience that you saw projected upon the screen in that theater. When you can grasp the understanding that it's illusion, when you can grasp the understanding that it's within your capacity to manipulate the illusion based upon the understanding of what your beliefs and belief systems are, then you can consciously alter your reality. What do you believe? Such a simple question, and yet it's the key to altering, influencing, and changing your reality. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Those beliefs are comprised of human consciousness belief systems, societal belief systems, and individual belief systems. You put them in place. You perpetuate them. And you experience the reality that's the result of them. What do you believe? You create your reality. You are the God you search for. There is not one entity existing, not only once again in your vibrational level, but in any other vibrational level throughout all of creation, who is any more or any less than what each of you are. You are all that is. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You're not existing in this vibrational level because you must go through some type of a growth situation or there are lessons that must be learned. You can have that if you wish, but understand, it's your choice. It's your reality. It's your belief in belief system. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You are the God you search for. And you cannot fail to come to that understanding. You cannot fail. Well, now. Once again, it has been a very enjoyable afternoon to interact and to share with each of you. And we would like to remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome the opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so, until the next time that we are offered this opportunity, we would offer each of you farewell with love and with peace.